Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Monday, May 6th. Today on Forbes, the inside story of Chime, America's biggest digital bank. For decades, it's been a riddle in banking. How do you build a sustainable and profitable business serving low and middle income consumers? 16 years ago, Chris Britt, then chief product officer at Green Dot, believed he'd discovered the answer: direct deposit of paychecks. Green Dot was selling prepaid debit cards to cash-strapped Americans without traditional bank accounts, and Britt saw that customers who had their paychecks automatically deposited into their Green Dot accounts used the card to pay virtually all their expenses. With each debit card swipe, Green Dot pocketed part of the interchange fees. Those are the 1% to 2% charge merchants pay to accept debit and credit cards. Britt says, quote, "The people on direct deposit were clearly the whales of the business." Britt, who is 51 years old, is now the co-founder and CEO of Chime, the nation's largest digital-only bank with $1.5 billion in annualized revenue and 7 million customers using its cards for $8 billion a month in transactions. It's taken Chime 12 up-and-down years to get to this point, and it's still not consistently profitable. But through it all, Britt has stayed true to his mission of serving the less affluent. Now, with an initial public offering in his sights possibly as early as next year, Britt, his executive team, and some of his investors have opened up to Forbes, providing new details about the business, its history, including missteps, and its future plans. Until now, Chime hadn't even disclosed its 7 million customer count. Britt is sitting in his spacious corner office in a 48-story building in San Francisco's ailing financial district, with Chime's name plastered in big green letters in three different spots on the building's exterior. It signed the office lease in September 2021, taking a 192,000-square-foot complex spanning six floors. The space is flush with plants, five fancy snack bars, a free cafeteria with an ample menu, and an expansive roof deck with sweeping views. On this spring break day in the world of hybrid work, the offices have an empty feel. About three-fourths of Chime's local employees typically come into the office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the company says. The building tells the tale of Chime's heady expansion at the height of the pandemic-driven fintech boom, its strategic retreat — it laid off 12% of workers in 2022 and still hasn't opened one of its six floors — and the more sustainable growth path it seems to be on now. In August 2021, Chime raised $750 million at a $25 billion valuation, bringing its total funds raised to $2.3 billion. Today, we estimate it's worth around $8 billion based on valuation multiples of comparable fintech companies. We also estimate that Britt and co-founder Ryan King, who heads the tech side, own roughly 5% of the company each. That means they were briefly billionaires, on paper, and are now worth about $400 million apiece. In 2023, Chime's revenue grew an impressive 30% to about $1.3 billion, more than $1 billion of which was gross profit. But it spent about $270 million on marketing, according to media measurement firm Vivix, and once you account for those and other costs, ranging from R&D to fraud losses, it lost roughly $200 million. This according to a person familiar with its finances. Chime says it was profitable in the first quarter of 2024. Crucially, it still has $900 million of cash to fund its short-term ambitions. Chime is indisputably the top player among digital-only banks. But it doesn't actually have a bank charter. Rather, it partners with Bancorp Bank and Stride Bank to offer banking products like checking and savings accounts. Yet, when lumped in with real banks, Chime's market share is only in the low single digits. Chase, for example, had 54 million active mobile customers at the end of last year. So far, Chime has attracted largely young Americans earning between $35,000 and $65,000 a year to its free checking accounts and debit cards. It won't give you a traditional checkbook, but you can send paper checks through its app. It's built a sticky business by requiring customers to set up direct deposit to get access to a growing list of features, including $200 worth of free overdraft protection and a secured credit card that helps build your credit score. Britt and King claim that by relying on technology and having no physical branches, their cost to serve each customer is just one-third of traditional banks. For full coverage, check out Jeff Coughlin's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.